Tonight's From the Personal Collection of the late Elizabeth Taylor will begin an international tour courtesy of Christie's in September. Jewelry, art, and other items will be on public display in Moscow, London, Los Angeles, Dubai, Geneva, Paris, and Hong Kong before coming here to New York, where the items will be sold in December. Retailer and wholesale Luke Fook Holdings of Hong Kong experienced a 50% jump in revenue for its fiscal year, and profits soared 63%. Sales from retail rose 57%. Wholesale sales were up 23%. The group said that even with gold prices holding near record highs through March, Chinese consumers continued to snap up gold jewelry as well as platinum and gemstone-studded pieces. The U.S., EU, Canada, and Israel have all stated that trading of Marangi Rough is not compliant without full Kimberley process consensus, even though the KP chair said members had agreed to an export deal this past week. As a reminder, the Rappaport Group issued a trade alert saying that responsible buyers should require supplier guarantee that they are not selling diamonds from the Marangi fields. The Diamond Manufacturers and Importers Association in New York re-elected Ronald Freeman as president and Ronnie Vanderlinden as VP and CFO. Fred Knobloch, Sheldon Quiot, Jay Greenberg, and Matthew Shamroth were all elected VPs. Directors will serve a two-year term. I will return with more news right after this message.
How do I know the price of a diamond? Rappaport is the primary source of diamond prices and market information used by the diamond trade all over the world. To get the Rappaport price list, please visit our website, www.rappaport.com, or email pricelist@rappaport.com.
Photoscribe introduced two new offerings for retailers this month, the Girdle Inscription Viewer, a tool to help you build confidence with a diamond-buying consumer, and the Social Media Jewelry Collection, an offering meant to attract that new generation of tech-savvy shopper into your store.
The difference between this microscope and traditional microscope is that the image appears on an LCD screen. Talking to a retailer, we find out that it's really hard to teach an end consumer, at least some of them, how to look through an optical device, being a loop or even a microscope. In a loop situation, you have to hold the loop at the right distance from your eye and your other hand with the diamonds or with the ring at the right distance from the loop. And that's quite difficult for people that are not used to it. With microscope, and that was a surprise for me as well, if your eye is not aligned directly to the eyepiece of the microscope, or if the eyepieces are not at the right distance, the end consumer have a hard time looking through it. This little device solved it all, because the jeweler, as I'm doing here, could adjust the inscription in front of a customer, and the customer does not have to look through any optical device. You can adjust the focus, you can adjust the height, as I just did, and adjust the light to change from light inscription and to turn it into dark, high contrast, so they can easily read it. In addition, if the inscription is very small, there's a button on top of the LCD screen here that if you press it once, it will magnify it a time and a half from the original magnification, or one more time, it will magnify it again to 2x of the normal magnification and back to the original. Next is social media jewelry. This is jewelry that each one has a unique ID on it, a barcode, or more accurately called 2D symbology or data matrix, QR code. There are several type of barcodes. The one that we found work best is data matrix and QR code. Those are 2D symbologies that encrypt some information inside. And that information can connect you to any type of information, such as your Facebook, a website, Twitter, a video, a business card, or just a message. Although the jewelry is pre-inscribed with a code, this is not a static piece of jewelry. When you purchase a piece of jewelry, you have a unique ID here. And that ID you can connect to any type of message that you want to convey. So in essence, it's really a new way to communicate and exchange data.
What pieces have you designed for this with carrying this code now?
At this point, we just focus on a one line, which is stainless steel line, and we have pendants or dog tags that are very popular, some of the more traditional heart-shaped pendants. We do have money clips, cufflinks, bangles and bracelets. This type of an idea, or this type of jewelry, could bring your next generation customers. Because it's cool, because it's now, because it has to do with this whole social media movement, I think you can attract customers that usually will not step into your store, which will become, in a few years, your customers for the engagement ring, anniversary ring, bridal jewelry. Once they heard this idea, once they understand that this is a great vehicle to bring new type of customers, or the next generation of customers, into the store, something clicked. At that point, they got very excited about it.
Here is a look at just how precious metals prices performed this past week. For all the latest industry news, be sure to visit diamonds.net and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.